walk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone. Neath the halo of a street lamp I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed, flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe.
To another episode of TLB Talk Radio. And actually, this is episode number 78, and it's being brought to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Roger Landry, TLB. And the title for today's show is very simple. It's only two words, okay? But it screams volumes. And what's that title? Justice Weaponized. Now, I got to tell you something. Anybody who's listening to this show knows exactly what that title means. You do. Each and every one of you do. We're going to go into depth. We're going to pull that apart today. And I've got a great article to throw in there along with my pieces and my opinions. So let's get started. And as usual, I've got to go through my weekly opening, but these are things I feel are important that I do say every week. First off, TLB Talk Radio is sponsored by TLB Project's newest project, which is a social media website called TLBTalk.com. TLB Talk Radio, TLBTalk.com. Yeah, you got it. Okay, come and join us and say what needs to be said and say what others won't let you say. But in a constitutional republic, you should be allowed to say. And I'll leave that right there. As usual, before I get started, I would like to once again say thank you to RBN for the platform and to Sam, the show's producer, and to Annie at Shake and Wake Radio for the show she replays on Thursdays and for hosting my newest show with a co-host, Stephen Roberts, which is Eagle's Eye Report. And that's Wednesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Central. But right now, I'm with one of my favorite entities on the planet, and that's RBN. And I was working very close with RBN when John Stepmiller was still running RBN. And he is the individual who got me sold on RBN. And to this day, this is a vital entity that needs to be kept alive. Why does Roger say that? Because Roger's segueing into what he says every week right about this time. How much does Roger appreciate RBN, whom he considers a partner, because John and I were in that capacity? John was the media director for TLB Talk. Okay, I'm going to tell you all that supporting RBN, and everything I tell you also applies to TLB Talk, but let's talk about RBN. Everything you give to RBN is appreciated. Your generosity is appreciated. If you listen to the special show I did 2 days ago, you will hear the, actually he was my producer at the time, but the guy behind the wheel at RBN right now, Mike, explaining to all of you exactly how much you're appreciated. Want me to tell you how to take it to the next level? For anybody who hasn't heard this, I'm going to say it again. If you give $15 this month and you give $30 2 months from now and you give $10 3 months after that, but you're not the type of person who remembers to do this every month or even thinks to do it every month, but you do it. Want me to tell you how to take it to the next level? Average out what you normally give to RBN over the course of a year, divided by 12, and the next time you go in, put that number in and click make this a recurring donation. You haven't spent any more, although I encourage you to do so. They're worth it. You haven't spent any more, but what you've done is given them the security of knowing every single month that amount of money is going to be in their account. And if enough of you do that, you're going to get bigger, better, faster. Why? Because they have a budget they can count on. Do they appreciate your $30 donation this month and your $25 donation 5 months down the road? Of course they do. But that doesn't help them to build a budget they can count on, a budget they know is going to be there each month so they can give you, here he goes again, bigger, better, faster. So if it makes sense to you, next time you go in to donate to RBN, please make that a monthly donation. Please give them the security of understanding they can build their services even better than what they are now. And they will have a budget they can count on to take care of it. Okay, was that worth the time spent? Absolutely. So, my next point here is, I need to inform everybody here that temporarily, and I've got the air quotes up, temporarily I am doing a show from 3 to 5 p.m. Central on Fridays. Okay? And Mike Rivera has, I don't know how many of you may know this, decided that he wants to bring all of his media in-house, and that's fine. I mean, he should be able to do that. But at that same time, you've got Monday through Friday with 2 hours open from 3 to 5. I, because I am a good friend and somebody who values RBN, stepped up to say, I'll do Fridays. I can't do the entire week. I really didn't have much time to do Fridays, but I want to help RBN. So for the next couple of weeks, and this is not permanent, I will have a show on Friday. It's the TLB Talk special, and we've already done one this past Friday, and this coming Friday, I'll do another until they can find someone to do the entire weekly time slot. Now, why is that different than the show I'm doing today? The show I'm doing today is 1 hour. The show I am doing on Fridays while they are looking for a full week replacement is 2 hours. I can do what I do now in my 1 hour show and then still have an hour left to talk to you. And I will. If you come between 3 and 5, okay, on Fridays, and listen to TLB Talk Radio Special, that's the name of the show, the first hour will be exactly what you're seeing here. The second hour will be, what do you think? And I haven't had a chance to do this because I've always got too much information and everybody knows that. But having that extra hour is a bingo. Will I take calls? Yes, I will. Will I enjoy it? Yes, I will. And if shills and trolls call in, you may find I enjoy it even more. Anybody here think Roger's bashful? He's not. And I don't think anybody said yes. So, for everybody listening, if you like my shows, if you like the information I put out Fridays from 3 to 5 p.m., for the next couple of weeks, I will be handling Mike Rivera's time slot. And I look forward to talking to you. I really do. And if I don't get calls, because most of you are pretty much aware that I usually don't because I have limited time, I'm not going to feel upset about it. I'm really not. Obviously, somebody's listening to my shows because I was asked to do more. Okay. I established the fact that I don't do calls. But if you think of it, on Friday, and you got something to ask, I'd be only too honored to answer, as long as it's a serious question. Okay, let's continue this. I will always state that the message I bring to you today is not entertainment, nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability, depending on our course of action. And when I say that, and I tell you every week, people get a little upset. It's like, it's not our course of action, it's their course. No, we know their course of action. Every week, especially on RBN, you hear great hosts telling you their course of action. What hasn't been established, people? It's not their course of action, it's ours. We haven't taken one. How many rallies have you seen, okay, other than political rallies? How many, I don't know, protests have you seen? We are in the most tyrannical part of American history. In the last, I would say since the beginning of the 20th century, we're in the 21st century, almost a quarter way through. And what have we seen? We have seen the buildup to the most tyranny this country has ever seen, ever. And it is choreographed, people. It's nothing we slid into due to ignorance. We're here because we're supposed to be here. That's not a guess. Roger spent 30 years in that realm. I worked for the military-industrial complex doing government contracts for 20 years and spent 8 years in the military. Do I have a clue what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah. I really do. So let's delve into that just a little bit more, okay? And obviously, you know this is my one-hour show. There won't be any calls today. Talk to me on Friday, please. I think I would enjoy the hell out of that. As usual, links to any applicable references or articles I may use in this show, information I may use to put the show together, will be in the archived article, which is published every Monday by noon on the Liberty Beacon with this show embedded in it. So let's go. All right, TLB Talk Radio, justice weaponized. Not a joke, people. That's all that's in the news anymore. If you're watching any type of alternative media, what are you seeing besides justice weaponized? That's at the top of every hour on every show you watch. Okay? Why? Because it is the biggest tyranny ever slammed in Americans' face since the Constitution was written. Okay. But hold on a second. Can we just put this all in English? Something people understand. Okay? I'm going to say treason abounds when a deep state can decide elections, silence a candidate who poses a threat to its power, falsely imprisoned opposing party protesters for years, and all while hiding or burying evidence that proves unequivocally that your clown in the White House and his family are traitors to we the people. It's not even a guess anymore, people. This surely sounds like a third world dictatorial country, not America, right? At least it used to, until now. Because now, it's a reality. Okay? And what do I mean by a reality? Look around you. Just look around you. I'm not joking. I'm not exaggerating anything. Every time you look at any alternative news, what's usually the leading story? When the system of justice is weaponized against rivals or the population in general, when maintaining increasing power is their goal and not your safety or well-being, when the system of justice is split into two tiers to only benefit those who hold power, can you say treason? Would you like me to spell that for you? T-R-E-A-S-O-N, all capital letters. Because if you don't think that you're not looking at the definition of tyranny and treason in Washington, D.C. today, you're an idiot. Shut this show off and go away. It's not going to do you any good at all. Because what I am telling you is absolute. When I can rake and try to imprison anybody who I feel may, I don't know, be a small, I don't know, drain on my power, throw them in prison, try to get them locked up for 600 years, bring up over 100 indictments against president? I used to be president. All of this is establishing a brand new norm in America. And it's only been in the last decade. This is the America you live in today, people. Okay? Does this sound like a third world dictatorial country? I already asked you that. I asked you again. It doesn't sound like America, does it? Well, it didn't until now. When the system of justice is weaponized against rivals or the population in general, when maintaining increasing and increasing power is their goal and not your safety and well-being, when a system of justice is split into two tiers, again, only to benefit those who hold power. I repeated that for a very good reason. I have been saying that over and over again for 7 years. Stop and think. Go back to any show I have done in the last 10 years, and you will find implications that will lead you right down the road to that exact statement. Today, America is the laughingstock of the planet. Gee, Roger, how do you know that? Well, what did Roger do for a living for 30 years? He traveled the damn world fixing things that go bang. And things that find things that go bang. Okay? I saw a hell of a lot. And even back then, and we're talking about in the 1980s, okay, there was already a little bit of animosity towards the power being projected by America globally. And what is it like now? What it's like now is the rest of the world is literally having with the tyranny coming out of Washington, D.C., which is literally owned by the World Health Organization, World Economic Forum, and the United Nations. These are our bosses now. We sit in a country with a president that is so compromised, he has bosses. Anybody who thinks I'm lying or this isn't true, go away. You're an idiot. This guy is not smart enough to put six sentences together, and he's going to run the most technologically advanced, the most, I don't know, economically advanced country on the planet? Nobody believes that. But he is the most compromised individual to ever sit in the White House, and they are doing everything they can to hide that. But the world knows that. And the respect for America that I saw when I traveled this world for 30 years is gone. BRICS is taking over. China's taking over. Believe it or not, Russia's taking over. Why? Because so much corruption has come out of what we would classify the Western world. Yeah, okay. Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum, United Nations. All of this is set on the premise that we need global governance and a reduced population. T. Rogers says that every week, doesn't he? This is what the UN is shooting for. This is what the World Economic Forum is shooting for. This is what the WHO is shooting for. How does Roger know this? It's right in their plans. Do a little research, people. But that shouldn't really bother America too much. We're a sovereign nation, aren't we? Why don't you look into how much of our sovereignty that Biden has already handed to the World Economic Forum or the United Nations? Before you say anything, why don't you look into that? That's another show. We're going to do it. All right, we're going to jump into an article. But before I do, I want to go over this point one more time because it sets a precedent. It just sets the stage, actually. Okay? Again, I can prove this because I talk to these people. The Liberty Beacon Project has people who work within the project give us articles, write articles across the planet. I hear from Europe because we have Europe Reloaded. I hear from England because we have UK Reloaded. I hear from. And what am I hearing? I'm hearing that America is the laughing stock of the planet. Not a joke, people. So, today, is it justified? Yeah, I really believe it is. And I'm American, and I want to be a proud American. But do I believe that we are a laughing stock and it's justified? Look who's sitting in a freaking White House, people! Look at that. That represents you. That tells the whole world who you are. I know this because I traveled the world for a living. That is who the world thinks we are. All right. So, is it justified? Intentionally? Yeah, it is. In my many years on this planet, I have never been more embarrassed by the horrible state of American tyranny. It's something we used to read about in grade school. The Soviet Union, East Germany. And I could go on and on. This is the things we were hearing about. And we in America were going, oh my God, I'm so glad I live in America. Look around you, people. That America's gone. And it just keeps getting worse. Mostly because far too many of us aren't pissed off enough yet. Aren't pissed off enough yet to stand up and make their voices heard. So what will that take? What will it take, people? Will it take Biden calling up the Army Reserve to attack a town that he thinks is not necessarily doing what he wants them to? Is that what it's going to take? Will it take government violence against we the people to get you off your dead butts? America is sliding down the crap tube at an ever accelerating pace. How many of you, and I'm not so much talking about you listening to this show because you're the people who have done something, but how many of your friends have done nothing? Do you think people like you are a majority or a minority? I think you know the answer to that. We need to make them a majority. We need to work on that. We need to make sure beyond a shadow of a doubt, if we want this to go anywhere near in the direction we need it to go, the only thing that we can accomplish this with is numbers. There's 350 million of us. Yeah. All right. We're going to jump into an article. When I say that, meaning we're going to take strategic pieces from it because she's an awesome writer, by an article from Clarice Feldman, who, again, is a great researcher and a writer. Her current article is perfect to take this topic and this discussion to the next level. Okay, what is the title of Roger's show today? Justice Weaponized. What is the title of Clarice's article today? The Weaponization of Justice. Do you think I picked this because it had some really good points? Yeah. So, again, I'm not going to read the article word for word. I will make sure there is a link tomorrow that you can go and read the entire article. But there are some really choice pieces in here. It's a very long article, so we will take quite a bit of it. Is it worth reading the whole thing? I guarantee it. But I've already made it an argument, so let's take some strategic points from Clarice to back up that argument or to carry it to the next level. Okay? And I've got about 2 minutes before commercial. So rather than getting into that particular part of the show, I'll wait until after the break. But what I do want to tell everybody listening to this is I've made some rather striking points here. I've stated that our government is treasonous to we the people, especially the government in power right now, basically running the United States under dictatorial powers. Not a guess, not a joke, okay? We are looking at, the entire nation is looking at one political party being treated one way and another political party, or conservatives versus, I don't know, liberals, being treated totally different. We saw that in every major authoritarian country on the planet as their nations were taken over. I did a show a couple of days ago about all of the points that prove unequivocally that we are marching right into totalitarianism, just like a dozen other governments in the history of this planet. And we've got all of the signs. Yes, that link will also be in the article tomorrow. And I strongly recommend you read that, because point for point, what brought every major nation on this planet into a totalitarian, yes, or an authoritarian government is all happening in the United States right now. Not going to happen, not may happen, not this might happen, is happening. Election cheating. Changing the rules for elections at the last minute, bullying or locking up your people who would contest you. Would you like me to go on? It's all happening in America, and I never thought I'd live to see this. Welcome to the USSA. And that's not a joke either, because if we don't do something, that's exactly what you'll be telling your children. Welcome to the USSA, and it won't be a joke. Everything that every other nation that folded into tyranny of authoritarianism is happening in America as we speak. And I may just do another show on that on my Friday show coming up here, because, yes, I have a Friday show too, temporarily. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you for listening. Darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I gotta tell you something. Again, you've all heard this. Nobody ever accuses me of silence. But what I do like, and what I really like, is when I listen to these commercials, and I listen to a great commercial by RBN, and right after that, I listen to a great commercial about TLB Talk, as in TLBTalk.com, and they're right together. And I gotta tell you something. If there is an organization outside of the Liberty Beacon Project, which TLB Talk obviously is part of, that I would love to see kept around, that I would love to see expand, that I would love to see have a bigger voice, it's RBN. Why? John and I partnered up to get TLB Talk up and running. I came on John's show, I don't know if you, how many of you remember this, every Thursday for an entire year, for an hour. I did this, and John did this with us, and between the two of us, we were helping each platform to expand a little bit due to the influence of the other. I thought of John as a brother. I thought of John as somebody, and none of us are perfect, but I thought of John as somebody who tried. Somebody who got in his car and drove about 700 or 800 miles to look me in the eye and shake my hand. This was John Stadtmiller, okay? This is why I am very proud to have not one, but two shows now, at least one temporarily, on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. And if I had more time, I'd volunteer to do more shows, because I think we all know Roger likes to talk. All right. Anyway, that's my joke for the show. So we're going to go into an article that was written by Clarice Feldman. And again, you're going to hear a lot of me and a lot of her. I'm going to take points from her article that I believe are sterling. This is a very long article. So again, the link to this article will be in the article that's published tomorrow with this show embedded in it. I strongly recommend you all go and read her article from beginning to end. Again, the title, The Weaponization of Justice. What was the title of the show? Gee, Justice Weaponized. How much influence do you think Clarice had on me and this show? Okay. If you read nothing else this week, read Victor Davis Hanson's article in American Greatness, detailing how Obama began the most radical revolutions in our history as legal matters. The lawfare waged against former President Trump and the Department of Justice's pussyfooting around the Biden bribery took this week's center stage. It's useful to note his remarks on the weaponization of justice in this country. Okay. Let's listen. Here's an example of what he had to say. Administrations and their efforts to stock the Justice Department with supporters come and go. In other words, rigged the game. But in the last decade, the left has viewed the Department of Justice as a political extension of their party. Not the American people, an extension of the Democratic Party. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Isn't that part of our government? Isn't that you and me that are supposed to run this with our voices and our votes? Well, according to this, the Democrats believe that's part of their party. Okay? Yeah. The Department of Justice, they believe, is a political extension of the Democratic Party, whose unchecked power must properly be directed to hurt enemies and help friends. Now, anybody who thinks that this guy just said something off the wall, how bad are they trying to hurt Trump? And how many other conservatives? How much are they hiding from the Bidens and how many other liberals? I think his first comment, no matter how blatant it sounds, is spot on. Let's go to his next point. Never in the history of America have the Department of Justice and sympathetic state and local prosecutors indicted by leading opposition candidate and likely nominee for the two major parties at the beginning of a presidential campaign. Donald Trump is currently charged, listen to me, with nearly 100 felonies, but at least two prosecutors. He likely eventually will be hit with more than 500 indictments. This is an ex-president of the United States. This is something that has never been done in the history of this country. And if you're going to put 500 indictments against Trump, then you are indicting him for everything, including passing wind or breaking wind, however you say it. This isn't a joke. 500 indictments. Are you kidding me? The only reason that would possibly be utilized is to keep him so busy in court, he cannot run for president. Or by rigging the game so badly, he is disqualified from running for president. This is not a joke, people, okay? He will likely eventually be hit with 500 indictments with four prosecutors, every one of the latter with a long record of either left-wing associations or Democratic service. Which is exactly what we're seeing with the court cases going on right now. How about the next point? The mass murderer Charles Manson faced less legal exposure. No one believes Trump would have been indicted on such counts, most of them involving allegations from years past, were he not running for president again. In other words, all of this would not be happening if he was sitting by and watching the election happen. One count that Donald Trump is not charged with is bribery or taking money while in office. Actually, he didn't even take a salary. Remember that, people? He donated it to charity. Okay. Or taking money while in office, a crime cited as impeachable in the Constitution. Hold on. Let's go over that again. One count that Donald Trump is not charged with is bribery or taking money while in office, a crime cited as impeachable in the Constitution and germane to the accusations that Joe Biden and his family raked in millions from foreign governments due to the improper use of his prior vice presidency. This isn't a guess. We know it. The bank records are there. But yet Donald Trump is going to have 500 indictments for everything from you burped at the wrong time to you smelled like crap when you went into the gym 2 years ago. That's 500 indictments. We're looking at a president. We're looking at the guy who actually didn't get elected but is sitting in the White House. We're being told he did get elected, who has broken so many laws, him and his family, and has outright committed treason against the American people. Yet we have a DOJ that will do nothing about it. And if you talk too loud about it, you may get shut up. And I have said this on my last show, the special. I don't know what's going to happen to me. I know what I did for a living. I know what I'm talking right now. I know I holler this at the top of my lungs, and I know I don't say good things about the people who actually rule us. I didn't say govern. I said rule us today. So what's going to happen to Roger? I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. But I'm going to guarantee you one thing. This show will be here on Friday. This show will be here on Sunday. And my other show will be there on Wednesday, as long as I can possibly do them. Today, people are being made an example of to shut people like me up. And there's a lot of people like me. It's not just me. The alternative media has some phenomenal people in it. And when we start to pick true leaders, maybe we need to start looking there first. And I'm not talking about me. I'm 69 years old. But I can sure as the hell watch it all and write some good articles and do some good shows. One count that Donald Trump is not charged with is bribery. I can't even believe what's going on with a two-tiered justice system that is so bad that nobody in America is missing it, or so few people. It doesn't matter. Given such a symmetry in the application of the laws, conservative or even apolitical Americans are apprehensive that any political prominence will draw the attention of government in an effort to either indict or bankrupt them with legal expenses. So basically, we have conservative America right now who is doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing. They have scared the living crap out of so many Americans that rather than step up and say something now, they're afraid to, or they won't do it out of fear of it destroying their lives or the lives of their family or their careers. So we are looking at a justice system that has absolutely turned the people against the government or isolated the people from the government. The government we elect, the government we pay for, the government who is supposed to do what we wish. Which one of those is happening today, people? Anyone? Anyone? Raise your hand. Never mind, I can't see your hand. Does any of this make sense to you? Yeah. The last four FBI directors have either admitted they lied under oath or preposterously, I don't know, under oath claimed ignorance or amnesia about events directly under their control. Or they simply stonewalled subpoenas and testimonies about alleged FBI crimes. When I was born in 1954, my first recollection of the FBI was, it was totally different. It was, these were the people who kept you safe. It was, these are the people you needed to be proud of. It was, this is what America does for its citizens. It was, if you are evil or you are bad, they are coming for you. And now, it's, if you are really good and a threat to their political stance, they're coming for you. Anybody who doesn't agree with that, what the hell happened in Mar-a-Lago? Why do you raid an ex-president's home when he would have willingly let you on the premises and had several times? And when you came to his premises, he made sure every instruction you left was followed. Every one. But you raided an ex-president's home from the air, the land, and the sea. Not joking. They had divers in the water, choppers in the air, and I don't know, Humvees surrounding Mar-a-Lago. Why? Why, people? When we talk about totalitarian and authoritarian regimes doing everything they can to either eliminate or put in prison for life anybody who would challenge their power structure, what the hell did I just say? And when I tell you that everything that is, I don't know, everything you would expect to happen in the fall of a free society to an authoritarian or totalitarian government, I told you I did a show on that, and I have an article on that. And I also told you that every one of those points is readily available for those who wish to look in America today. America is so far down the road right now, thanks to Joe Biden being compromised as bad as he is, to a totalitarian state, I'm almost afraid to see what's going to happen before the next election. And I'm talking about the presidential election. And if y'all don't think that something really nasty may be thrown in our face between now and then, you ain't been looking. You ain't been reading. You ain't been listening. Wake the hell up! Wake the hell up. Because if you think we've got another 20 or 30 years, again, you're an idiot. Yeah. On the prompt of a Joe Biden campaign official, and now Secretary of State and former interim CIA director, 50 former intelligence officials lied to the electorate that an authentic but incriminating Biden computer was a likely Russian plant, a fact known to be a lie since 2019, but never disclosed by who? Who are we talking about? Oh, gee, that would be the FBI, wouldn't it? The FBI that works for you, not for the Bidens. Oh, did I get that wrong? Oh, sorry about that, people. This is what we're talking about. When 50 former intelligence agents, when what is now a Secretary of State, when an interim CIA director all stand up to lie to you. And they didn't just lie, people. They didn't stand there and say something. They signed their names to a lie. How many of them are in jail? Do you realize the ramifications of what they signed? How many of them are in jail? If you did that, would you be in jail? Want to bet? Want to bet it would happen so fast you wouldn't even have a chance to blink? How many of those 50 are in jail? We know for a fact it wasn't Russian planned. We know for a fact it was real. We know for a fact the FBI knew it. But we were lied to by over 50 intel professionals. Blatantly lied to. How many of them have appeared in front of a judge for that? I'm asking you. How many? You try that. You try lying on an official document. Try it. Okay? And then once they find out you lied, aren't you going to jail? You bet your sweet butt you are. How many of those 50 intel officers are in prison? Look at the massive damage they caused. How many people are blinking right now because of what I just said? It is a fact. Researchers have gone over this, and had the Biden laptop come out exactly when it was supposed to, and all of the information been made available to the American public, Joe Bob would not have won the presidency. He wouldn't. So what you are looking at, none of you are really, really putting the pieces together well enough right now. Well, maybe some of you are. They affected an election. They literally, I would say, bought an election. Right out from under you. And that included lies from the FBI, lies from the CIA, lies from the intelligence agencies, lies from people retired from the intelligence agencies, lies from the person who is a Secretary of State today. Would you like me to go on? These are the people that run this country. These are the people that protect this country. And they blatantly screwed you over and lied to you because they didn't want our choice for president. They wanted their choice. And who won, people? When I tell you we're so close to a totalitarian government, you answer the question I just asked you. Who won the damn election, people? Or who did they tell us won? Who? We all know that Joe Biden, hiding in his basement for 90% of the election and couldn't even fill up a high school auditorium, while Trump was had 50,000 people in the stadium and 5,000 people outside because there was no room for them to get in. But yet Joe Bob won with a historically large amount of votes and a massive margin. Are you freaking kidding me, people? All of this, okay? We're not supposed to believe that happened. We're not supposed to believe 50 agents signed a lie. 50 intel agents lied to the people they swore an oath to protect. And they lied in such a fashion that it was the major difference in a vote for president. We have been told that as many as 16 to 20% of those who voted for Biden would not have, which would have given Trump a win. Think about this, people. The next time you talk about the USSR, the next time you talk about China, the next time you talk about Cuba, think about America. Because be proud, we're the most prosperous, the largest, and the most technologically advanced authoritarian state on the planet. I dare somebody to prove me wrong, and I really would like you to try. This is the country we live in today. And I'm going to wrap this up by telling everybody, you need to read the rest of this article. Okay, this goes over to Jack Smith. Jack Smith, who's given all of the trouble to Trump right now, has more skeletons in his closet than you can imagine. So why are they using Jack Smith? Because he's compromised. And he'll do anything they tell him to do. Gee, wasn't that why they put Biden in the presidency? Okay. Read the entire article. This lady does her homework. And she does it well. And I take bits and pieces, which I know are prime information, out of there. I don't read it word for word. Because why I strongly recommend that you guys go to the article on the Liberty Beacon tomorrow. Okay? My show, the article, and this will be embedded in it along with a link to this article. It is phenomenal. She literally, I want to say rakes them over the coals, but the coals didn't stand a chance. She destroys them. And thus they need to be. Again, we're looking at a country where we today, the Biden administration, were jumping on people because they were mistreating the people who were challenging the power in that country. Just like Republicans will be challenging the Democrats who hold power in the country here. And they weren't being very nice to their people. And the Biden administration sent them a message telling them that they needed to treat both sides equally. What? What the hell are you saying? And I would really like to be the person who received that message in the country it was sent to. Because I would still be laughing today. I would have laughed so hard, I probably would have laughed myself to death. Because nobody on this planet would take a message like that seriously from America today. Treat your people right. That came from America? Blow it off. Okay? This is the world you live in, people. When I was born, America was at the top of the heap. Today, America still has power. America still has some money. America still has some technology. What she's lost is the want of so many people to be an American. Today, the people I talk to don't even want to come here to visit anymore. We are the laughing stock of most of the world. We are looking at a justice system that has made us the laughing stock of the world. And that justice system could not survive if the puppet, Joe Biden, wasn't in office. This is why they want him to run again. This is why they must destroy Trump. They need to have him there for 4 more years, at which point the justice system and Joe Biden will have destroyed America. We'll pick this up when we left off next week. And thank you so much for listening.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.